Hello, everyone, and welcome to the November 19th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for November 19th to November 26th and beyond? But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. Please show your support. Even $10 helps. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now, on with this week's report. There are three notable changes in the zodiac happening during the last days of November, setting up a new energy dynamic which will affect everyone. The first change is on Friday, November 24th, when Mercury will leave Scorpio, where it has been since the first day of the month, and move into Sagittarius. As soon as Mercury hits Sagittarius, it comes under the influence of Saturn, which itself moved into this sign at the end of October. This means that the planet of facts and information has to contend with the reality check planet. Not a bad thing, actually. Kind of brings everyone down to Earth. Saturn is serious energy. It's the planet of responsibility. Mercury is the planet of thinking, ideas, reasons. So, time for some serious thinking. Another thing to keep in mind, Saturn is the planet of longevity, and Mercury, the planet of the rational mind, is the planet of making decisions. Thus, any decisions made while these two planets are together will have effects that last a long time, for good or for ill. So, be careful about making those decisions. Now, this is happening in a sign noted for attachment to personal truth. Sagittarius is all about beliefs, philosophies, truth. But since it is a fire sign, this truth is from a very personal point of view. So, dissecting this a bit, Mercury, planet of rational thinking, in Sagittarius, sign of beliefs and philosophies, is a combination that promotes ideas and reasons that reinforce a previously held point of view. In other words, feeling entitled to one's own facts. Therefore, we have a planetary combination that provides a boost for what has become, in modern parlance, alternative facts. The exact conjunction of Mercury and Saturn will be on Monday, November 27th, at 3 degrees Sagittarius. And then, on Sunday, December 3rd, while still closely conjunct Saturn, Mercury begins a retrograde period. More on that in next week's report. Right on the heels of Mercury changing signs, 2 days later, in fact, Venus changes signs, leaving Libra and entering Scorpio on Sunday, November 26th. This is a big change for Venus, which has been happy in its own sign since early November, but now moves to the sign of its enemy, Mars's sign, Scorpio. The planet of romance, relationship, compromise, and agreement will be in the sign of secrets, investigations, alliances, covert actions for the next 3 weeks. Scorpio tends to bring out the lower side of Venus. It's the romance planet in the sign of intrigue. Definitely tabloid material. The planet of love in a sign known for intense passions can lead to indiscretion and worse. Something we have been hearing a lot about lately. This is also the planet of agreement, in the sign of alliances and conspiracies. Surely we will be hearing more on that score as well. Venus will remain in Scorpio until December 20th, when it then moves on in the zodiac into Sagittarius. And also at the very end of the month, we have thing number 3. Mars changes signs on Wednesday, November 29th. Since mid-October, the planet of aggression has been in Virgo, the sign of analysis. And as this month closes, Mars moves on and enters Libra, the sign of harmony and relationship. Obviously, the planet of aggression and combat in the sign of harmony and relationship is not a good fit. But maybe in some ways it could be helpful. Mars is the planet of action. Libra is the sign of fairness and compromise. So there could be more action regarding finding compromise, finding agreement. Libra, whose symbol is the balance scales, also has reference to laws and jurisprudence. But initially, at least, there is a problem. As soon as Mars moves into Libra, it will be directly opposite Uranus, which is traveling in the first degree of Mars's sign Aries on the other side of the zodiac. This puts the planet of action and combat in mutual aspect to the planet of sudden events and rebellion, giving the end of November and first days of December a strong potential for volatility and violence. By transiting through Libra, Mars will be joining up with Jupiter, which entered Libra for a one-year stay back in September. This puts the planet of action together with the planet of opportunity, beliefs, truth, justice, morality, and so forth. There are lots of possible outcomes from this combination, but basically, Mars energizes Jupiter, and Jupiter encourages and emboldens Mars. Mars, as the planet of action and force, has come together with Jupiter, the planet of justice and law. Mars is the planet of impatience and haste. Jupiter is the energy of optimism. A common outcome from a Mars-Jupiter conjunction is overconfidence leading to reckless action. This is happening in Libra, the sign of idealism. So, in the name of beliefs in one's ideals, one takes action. By the way, this conjunction is happening in the third house of Donald Trump's astrology chart. The third house is the house of desires, efforts, and initiative, thereby encouraging the already volatile POTUS to take action. Another pattern that emerges from Mars's entry into Libra is that Mars is in Venus's sign, while Venus is in Mars' sign, Scorpio. By being in each other's signs, these two planets are forming a Parivartana Yoga, a compelling relationship for most of December. In Vedic astrology, Mars, planet of combat, and Venus, planet of harmony, are mutual enemies. By being in each other's signs, they are mutually influencing each other, somewhat like a conjunction, but with a difference. In this case, they are each other's dispositors. In other words, Mars is incorporating some of Venus's energy. Venus is incorporating some of Mars's energy. Venus is the planet of romance, pleasure, sex. Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations. Mars is the planet of action and aggression. Libra is the sign of fairness and equality. Being the two gender planets, this pattern ensures a continuing focus on the ongoing topic of sexual predation, on women seeking fair treatment and even retribution for being wronged by men. So, by the end of November, there will be a bunch of new patterns formed in the zodiac, with lots of implications for events coming into December. Of course, I'll be reporting on the details of new developments as they manifest, which, by the way, you can keep up with by following me on Twitter. And now, before leaving you, my plea for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.